Nothing is won in human life without struggle. The babe firstborn struggles to breathe and to survive. The child struggles to learn, to grow, to understand the world around them. Struggle is a part and parcel of human life. Today, there are struggles between the forces which would bring the world to peace and harmony, to the welfare of all beings, and bring humanity in alignment with the planet on which they live. And there are forces dominated by greed, personal desires for power and prestige that would move the planet in a different direction. Forces that would place money and personal gain above the welfare of living beings, above the welfare of the planet. These two forces are in battle at this time. This is a natural struggle that comes when there is movement in the human society. There is movement towards the light, towards the unification of society, towards the building of one unified planet. Today, the light of a new dawn grows brighter. The light of a new beginning in the world, in which there is harmony between human beings and all the other living beings of the world. But this light arises, this light of human awareness and consciousness, arises out of the ashes of ignorance, greed, and self-centeredness that have come to dominate many spheres of human life. Today's world is changing. It is not a time when you can sit on the sidelines and enjoy the bliss of ignorance and complacency. It is a time when the struggles for the very existence on this planet will demand your attention. It is a time to stand up for Dharma, a time to stand for the rights of human beings, of all living beings on this planet, to live a life in harmony for the collective good of all. There is no time now to ignore this struggle. The time for complacency has come to an end. This is a struggle that will require each and every person to apply themselves in their own way, to their own capacity, to bring the light of a new dawn into this world. That light rises. It grows bright. It is a new beginning which cannot be stopped, cannot be changed. The forces for change and the development of light in this world grow stronger. There is no diminishing of this movement. But as it grows, struggle comes. The struggle of the light to emerge from the darkness. The struggle to bring conscious awareness to living beings that they might live in harmony with each other and with the natural world. This world is like a ship, a contained ecosystem. All who live aboard this spaceship Earth are together in their destiny. The welfare of one cannot be separated from the welfare of another. This is a integrated system. The journey is one that all who live here make together. It cannot be made alone. It cannot be made single-handedly. And when some try to exploit others, the results and the consequences of that will become more evident much faster than in the past. It is not that there are darker forces in the world today than have existed, but it is that there is a brighter light in the world today, and that light illumines the darkness. Where there is a bright light, darker shadows are cast. And so there is in the world today a struggle of those forces which would cling to their personal welfare and greed, and those forces which recognize that this planet is an integrated whole, and that everyone, all creatures who live on it and the planet itself, are one life, one essence, one interwoven whole. From this whole comes the welfare of all. And it is the duty of each and every one to work for that welfare of all beings in whatever capacity, in whatever manner you have to express this Dharma. For in the unity and welfare of all beings comes the divinity which is at the core and essence of life. That divine love, divine compassion, divine essence is at the core of all existence. When human life flows in harmony with the intentions of the divine, that there should be kindness and care for all beings. When that dominates the human psyche, when love for the Supreme and love for all beings dominates, then there is a harmony with humans, with animals, with plants, with the rocks, with the earth, with the sea. There is a harmony on the earth. And that harmony seeks to be acknowledged, seeks to be expressed. As the light of a new dawn grows on this planet, that harmony arises as the central focus of human life. Without it, human beings cannot survive. And the challenges that face humanity today are the result of lack of this harmony. But now, as the light of a new dawn grows brighter, the potential for this harmony becomes greater and greater. It arises, and it will not be stopped. But it brings with it the challenges that are faced today, the struggles to bring light into the world, to dissolve ignorance, and for all human beings to work together to recognize that their welfare is interwoven and interconnected with each other, with the animals, with the plants, with the earth, with the oceans. Harm to one brings harm to all. So it is time to rise up. It is time to meet the new dawn and to be a force of light and love in this world. To incorporate it in yourself and stand for Dharma, stand for truth, stand for light, stand for the unity of life and the wholeness of being. Make your voice heard in the world. Make your intentions firm and clear. Do not be daunted. Do not be discouraged. The force of light, the force of grace and love, is the strongest force. And it is rising in the world today. The welfare of all living beings today requires that all living beings join together in a universal humanity, in a universal life, and stand for truth. Stand for love. Stand for the welfare of all beings. Darkness cannot hide this light. It will shine brighter and brighter. And the deeper the struggle, the greater the light will shine. So do not be afraid of struggle. Do not be afraid to Let your light shine in the world. Do not be daunted by any resistances you feel. Go forward. Be bright, shine bright. Let the light of truth, love, and divine grace shine through you. Be courageous. It is time to stand in your light and let it shine. The world needs you now.